Let me tell you about the email I almost deleted. Not edited, not rewritten, deleted. Because I thought it was too honest, too simple, too emotional. And honestly, I didn't think it was good enough. But that one email ended up raising $27,000. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. And today, I want to tell you the story of the one email I almost didn't send. Because this lesson completely changed how I think about fundraising, and maybe it'll change how you think about it too. Here's what happened. We were in the middle of a campaign. Not terrible, not amazing, just flat. Open rates were okay, traffic was okay, donations were slow, and I kept trying to fix it. Better subject lines, better graphics, better strategy. Nothing moved. So late one night, I stopped trying to sound smart, and I wrote something real. No fancy formatting, no long explanation, no polished marketing language, just honesty. I talked about why the mission mattered, why the moment mattered, why we couldn't afford to wait, and then I almost didn't send it because it felt vulnerable, too personal, too exposed, and that's exactly why it worked. Let me say this clearly. People connect with honesty more than perfection. That email felt human, not optimized, not corporate, human. Let's build a simple framework. Truth, tension, trust. Step one, truth. Say what's real, not what sounds impressive, what's actually true. People can feel authenticity instantly. That's why overly polished fundraising often underperforms. Here's a ChatGPT prompt. Rewrite this fundraising email to sound more honest, personal, and emotionally real. Now your message connects. Step two. Tension. People act when something matters now, not someday, not eventually. Now, that email created emotional tension, not fake urgency, a real problem, a real need, a real opportunity that moves people. Step three, trust. Trust comes from vulnerability, not manipulation, not pressure, honesty. When people trust you, they lean in. This is where relationships matter. A CRM like DonorBooks helps track those relationships over time. Now your emails feel like conversations, not broadcasts that changes response dramatically. Another insight, simple emails often outperform designed ones because they feel personal, like a note from a real person, not a marketing department. Let's talk about events too. The same principle applies. Platforms like Charity Auctions Today help facilitate fundraising, but emotional connection still drives giving. Stories, honesty, real moments, that's what people remember. Let's talk about real talk. I thought that email was weak because it didn't sound polished, but donors don't reward polish. They reward connection. That changed everything for me. Another insight, most fundraising emails fail because they sound written. Great fundraising emails sound spoken. Like one person talking to one person, that's the difference. Here's another powerful prompt. Write a short fundraising email that feels conversational, vulnerable, and emotionally honest without sounding overly dramatic. Now your message feels human. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, write one email this week that sounds more honest than polished. Second, focus on one real story or moment instead of too much information. Third, write like you're talking to one person. Not a list, that's the shift. Tomorrow we're diving into something frustrating and important. Why your donors open your emails but don't give. Because attention alone doesn't create action. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Sometimes the message that changes everything is the one that feels the scariest to send. See you tomorrow.